Mickey, I was saying to you off air that for the first time in my life, Christmas is the second most exciting day of December coming in, thanks to you and the boys in blue. I suppose you're enjoying it yourself as well.
Yeah, look, I suppose when you think back on it, you're usually in the middle of your pre-season training, you know, at this time of year, preparing for a McKenna Cup, and you know, lads are probably been slogging away trying to get their fitness levels up and stuff. So it's kind of very strange to think that here we are in December preparing for an All Ireland semi-final. It's a unique occasion, one that we'll probably never see again. So you know, we have to embrace it and make the most of it.
Extremely unique occasion, and in that occasion, I suppose the fact that the year has been so unique and there's been so many things completely unpredictable, does that give you hope going into the game against Dublin that this is possible again?
Yeah, look, I suppose the main thing going into the game the weekend is, you know, we have to try and focus on ourselves. We've seen what we can do as a team, and you know, where the heights that they got, that the performance that put in the last is. So the challenge for us is trying and repeat that performance, and you know, try and consistently do it, and not just this weekend, but every game we go out to play is trying, you know, be consistent. And you know, that's the aim for us this weekend. Can we consistently get it up to them heights again, and maybe bring it up another notch or two, which you're going to need at the weekend. So yeah, look, as I said, it's just you know, it's going to be a serious learning curve the weekend, and we'll find out where we're at, and hopefully, you know, we can take the learnings from it and, you know, put in a big performance there.
I suppose when you look back over it, everyone's talking about obviously the performance against Donegal, but if you take in the second half against Down, I was making the point, that's three really impressive halves that Cavan have put together in a row. If you make that four, you're going to start asking questions of Dublin.
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, when you're going into big games, you know, sometimes you believe that you have the work done and the lads have been going well in training, and all of a sudden it doesn't happen on the day, and then you scratch your head and wonder what went wrong. And then there's days you go into matches wondering, have you enough done? And you feel that maybe you haven't enough covered and everything falls into place. And we felt as a management that, you know, during the course of the championship, we were falling in between two stools at times. We were doing things that we talked about we wanted to do, and we were doing them well at times, but we weren't doing them consistently enough for the whole 75 minutes, and that was the challenge for us to try and get up to get that right for the final. And thankfully, you know, it fell right in the final, and that's the day you wanted it to fall right, you know, because that's when it mattered.
I suppose when you look at players coming back from injury, Conor Madden came back from injury for the semi-final, got a lot of game time them in the final. Conor Smith, James Smith coming back, it leaves that room for improvement, that there is another step that Cavan can go up.
It does, and it just gives you more options in different positions. You know, it gives you, you know, more flexibility. It broadens your horizons as well. So look, without having every player available, every player brings something different to it, which is great to see. And I've no doubt that'll be the same on Saturday evening. That, you know, somebody might step up and put in a big performance that, you know, that we haven't seen coming yet. And that's what you always hope from your lads. As I said, your 26 man panel, you know, any one of them could come off the bench at any time, and when they do, you're looking for lads to make an impact, Damien. And in fairness, that's what the lads have been doing during the course of this campaign.
Looking to the Dubs, obviously going in once again, I suppose you're very used to going in as underdog, but where do you see the opportunities to get at this Dublin team?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, like everyone else, a lot of teams have gone before us and have tried, you know, you try and pick nuggets of information from every game that you've seen teams playing against Dublin, and how they got scores and how they maybe won possession. And, you know, you try and get a combination of all the teams that played against Dublin and pick different things out and say, you know, that worked against them, that worked against them. But, you know, they're so experienced and they're so adaptable. They can change to any situation to find themselves in. So, you know, you'd be hoping there's areas that they're weak on. Everybody's only human, but, you know, it's up to us, as I said to you at the beginning of it. We have to try and focus on getting our game right and getting our performance up to where it needs to be. And then if that's the case, then you'd be hoping that other things will fall in place.